sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, August 7th, 2024. Yes, right, I am here. I told y'all I was gonna be here after the women get done playing, which they did. I'm going to recap that. I'm on score and going to recap the men's game as they were dominant as well. Love what I'm seeing from Team USA right now. Both teams have advanced to the semifinals. I'm going to preview both games. That should be a fun one, especially for the men's side, because round three, that's all I gotta say. Round three is something I didn't expect, but hey, I think other people did. But round three it is. Nevertheless, the playmakers in the building. Hopefully I will be joined by Cole Johnson in a bit, having some technical difficulties on his end, so hopefully he can get those straight now. He can join me. But I hope y'all been enjoying the Olympics. This has been some fun Olympics to watch, from swimming to gymnastics to now track and fields in play, even fencing. I don't watch me some archery with South Korean dominating, table tennis a little bit. It's been fun to watch, man. I've been enjoying the Olympics. I've been keeping up with them too. That's why I came up with the segment around the Olympics when we started this. So that's why I'm going to begin it. Let's go around the Olympics. And to begin our around the Olympics segment, well, what do you know? Amin Khalif is in the gold medal bout after what took place with her a week ago, if I want to say, where an Italian woman, I forgot her name, she took a couple of shots to the face, and then 45 seconds later, she called the match. She didn't want no more. She didn't want to be a part of it no more. And then there was a lot of backlash for this young woman here, who is has high level testosterone. But a lot of people, you know, went to social media, went to different platforms and started saying that she's a man. Man shouldn't be able to compete, this and that. Nevertheless, some people did their research, did their homework, and they said, no, she's a woman. She just has high level of testosterone. So that might cause the unfair advantage against other women in boxing. Nevertheless, they allow her to continue in the Olympics, and now she's in the gold medal bout, which I believe will be taking place either tomorrow or Friday. So let's see if she can finish it off and bring home a gold medal for her country. I believe it's Algeria, if I'm not mistaken. So that should be fun to watch. So if she can do that, it'll be something to see how people react to this. And speaking of which, the man that runs the morning shift with Cole Johnson on the BS3 Network / Comey Media, Mr. Cole Johnson.
Oh, the stuff works. What's up, Playmaker?
You got to tell the difficulties out the way. Mm-hmm. Funny that you came in, because guess who's in a gold medal bout?
Imani Khalif. That's great.
Anything you want to say?
Well, to those who claim this was a man, the egg must be pretty thick on your faces right now. She actually comes from a country where they actually ban a woman claiming that she's a man or vice versa. Man, research is great.
Hey, that's a harsh word to use, sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I said research.
Which people should do nowadays.
Yes.
Because she's not a man. She's all woman.
All woman.
She just have more testosterone than other women.
Yeah. Now, if they want to regulate that, that's a different ball game, different story, different conversation. But
I don't think they'll do it now because the Olympics has started. So,
well, then they're gonna do it now. But I'm seeing leading into the next one. But look, congrats to her. I mean, people haven't said it; they should. This woman was raped over the coals for all the wrong reasons, and through that, and through an accusatory boxer, she received two bips to the nose. And then claiming that she ain't been hit that hard before in life.
She probably haven't. Which is ironic because you're from Italy, by the
way. Yeah, I mean you just ran to a boxer that just touched it with some thunder. I'm sorry. You can't go to a sport where you know it's great when you can throw them hands, but I mean it's horrible when you have to catch it. And when you cast that thunder to the face, well, you caught that thunder to the face, Carini. You hit them. You hit to them knees like you were praying to God, saying, "Lord, strip this woman of all the testosterone she got in her. strip it now."
Oh my God, you are something else, sir. You are very something else.
What I say?
You're something else. Anyway, let's move on.
I mean, the wind was touched with thunder to the nose. I can't help it.
Earlier today, I believe Cole Johnson will be reiterating this tomorrow on his show. Poland defeated United States in men's volleyball in 5 sets in the quarterfinals as Poland were advanced to the semis and the United States would not be meddling in men's volleyball.
Oh, then the headline wrong then, because it's Poland beat them in the semis.
What? Unfortunately, you're right. There is wrong. So the volleyball men can medal with bronze.
Yeah,
depending on who they're playing. So
yeah, see, so, yeah, they're going for the bronze medal. All right.
Here's something that took place. Great Britain, 5,000-meter running. Joyce Mills is in the 5,000-meter finals after a fall. A fall that was caused by another competitor.
Oh, Lord.
And the committee decided, or the people in charge decided, everybody that was in that fall all gets a chance to run in the finals.
Oh, Lord.
So we have 20 combatants in the 5,000-meter finals.
Did we have to do this Oprah Winfrey style? You get a place in the final. Really?
That's what they did. Well, I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's what they did. Now, to keep up with the not-so-good news for the United States of America, our four teams in beach volleyball are ousted. The last one being the men's volleyball team. They were swept in straight sets by was it Kafia team? Kafia, something like that.
Beautiful job.
All
that's
four,
right.
Both women's and both men's ousted in the quarters.
You got to the knockout stage and they got knocked out once you got there.
The biggest one is this one on the screen where the team favorite to get to the medal games got upset by Switzerland. The Swiss took them out.
Well, the Swiss weren't neutral with that butt whooping.
And it was in straight sets.
But congratulations to both the men's and women's beach volleyball teams. You did well. Just not well enough.
What y'all want y'all to do? The 8 of y'all take this disappointment and let it fool you for 4 years. Because four years, you're the home country.
Otherwise, step aside and have 8 8 other people assume your spot.
Oh, you can do what he says. But hey, they all made it to the knockout stage, so.
Man, they made it to the knockout round. That's great. I love it. Too bad they couldn't get past quarters. Yeah. All four teams, though, Playmaker?
All four. Wow. All four.
Now none of them went to the semis, man.
None went to the semis.
Mm-hmm. Damn. All those medals that U.S. is winning, and beach volleyball is going to come out with zero. That's sad.
Yep.
Man, the regular volleyball team, the regular men's volleyball team going to get a medal. You should be ashamed of yourself, beach volleyball players.
Well, it happens. But those are just the bad news about Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Arrow, 20 years old, becomes the youngest U.S. wrestler to win Olympic gold.
Congratulations, sir.
I forget what she was. I think she was in the 68 kilogram wrestling match.
68 kilograms. So that's a nice little size. Okay.
And she was on one. Hmm. She was dominant. Matter of fact, I think you spoke on this on your morning show.
Yes, I did.
31-2. That is the score of the entire Olympic game matches she had in the entire tournament.
Yeah, she ain't small. Yeah, 68 kilograms, that's about 150 pounds. She ain't small.
She only dropped 2 points in the whole tournament. And did not get scored on in the final three bouts.
Well, I know, Kurt Angle, you could say you did it with a broken freaking neck, but, well, you had someone who topped it. Didn't have a broken neck, but only lost with only gave her 2 points the whole tournament. Damn, that's cold.
2 points. She's lovely. Talk about, and I think about it, I guess China's mad about that because that was a matter that wasn't on the U.S. United States radar.
No.
That was not on the United States radar.
Men's wrestling's barely on the radar. I know women's wrestling isn't.
Just like when we took women's cycling
right
last week on the weekend. That wasn't on our bingo card. So we taking medals in new sports. That's great.
Yeah. Congratulations, Amit. Yeah, great dominant effort.
And speaking of cycling, the cycling team of the women's took gold medal.
Wow, what wonders ever sees.
These are medals we not even suspecting to take.
Well, I mean that helps when you have beach volleyball not get you anything. So a golden women's wrestling and a women's wrestler and a gold in women's cycling pursuit. Nice.
And then we got silver in the hammer throw with Anita Neka. I ain't gonna even try to pronounce the last name. She was going for gold, but just came a that much short.
Yeah, chicken walkie. Well, yeah. Good job, Annette. Good job, baby. It's unfortunate, but hey, you gave it a good shot.
She got silver.
Yeah, she got silver. So I can't hate. You give it a good shot. Look at what you got. You got something that I don't. I don't possess a silver medal, so congratulations.
I don't possess any medals.
Yeah, I don't either. Gold, silver, nor bronze. So if you go to Olympic Games, you do that, all I can do is salute.
And then, going back to volleyball, the indoor volleyball team, they advanced. They took down Poland in straight sets. And then the most anticipated rematch in the entire indoor volleyball, United States versus Brazil, for the chance to go to the gold medal game. Why is some of y'all asking why this is the most anticipated match? Because guess who United States beat in Tokyo? For gold. Brazil. Brazil won't pay back. The United States wants to defend their championship. Mm-hmm. They would do battle once again.
Too bad it's not for a gold medal, but yeah.
Well, it's just like LSU and Iowa.
That's true. Too bad that wasn't for a national championship.
No, that was
the next year around. Yeah,
that was for to go to the Final Four.
Right. It was to go to the Final Four. Right.
So U.S. women, be on your A game. Brazil is not playing around. I watched that match. I forgot who they played. They were not playing. They all on a mission.
All right, I'm glad they own one.
Hampton Morris wins first U.S. men's weightlifting medal since 84, and he took bronze.
All right. Congratulations, Hampton. Good job, homie.
We looking at what? 60 years?
No, 40.
40 Why? Years? Mm-hmm. Since a man in the United States could medal in weightlifting.
Yeah, and that was the last time the Olympics were in Los Angeles.
The last time the Olympics were in Los Angeles. It took 40 years to medal in men's weightlifting. And it looks like we're having some difficulties with Cole Johnson. So let me see if we can get him back up and running. But 40 years, it's a long time. But hey, so Hampton Morris, congratulations. You took home bronze for the United States. But outside of that, the good stuff. Quincy Hall. Oh, I'll watch this race, ladies and gentlemen. He came from behind and snatched gold in the 400-meter run in track and field. He put every, after that turn, he put everything he had into that final 100-meter to take home gold. It was something to behold. Like I said, when I said open the show that these Olympic Games have been amazing to watch, stuff like that. I believe when they was in the turn, I believe Quincy was like fourth or fifth after the turn, and he hopped down the rest of the field to take home gold. That was awesome. That was so awesome. I couldn't believe it. It's like, oh, we got gold. That was lovely. So congratulating Quincy Hall, man, for getting gold today. And then let's get to the shocker of the week that took place yesterday. American Cole Hawker. Oh, my gosh. In the men's 1500 meter, where the two favorites were in control for most of the race. And then all of a sudden, Hawker started moving. He started moving. When it got down to the, I want to say, about the 300 meter to 200 meter left, he made his move, and he snatched gold from Great Britain's own John Kerr to take gold. Kerr got silver, and fellow American Yonka got bronze. So we even got two to medal in the men's 1500 meter, which was awesome to watch last night. To see him make his move at the right time and take gold in a shocking manner was crazy. And then, can't forget about Gabrielle Thomas. Woo! We are talking about the 400 meter. No, 200 meter. 200 meter. You had the 100-meter champion, Afric, trying to go for the double medal. And she was ahead in the first 100. And then that second 100, Gabby Thomas came flying. And came flying to where it was no doubts about who won the 200 meter race in women's. It was Gabby Thomas. As stunned she was, it wasn't close, Gabby. You did a phenomenal job. You smoked them in that last 100. And there was nothing they can do, including the winner of the 100 meter champion outfit. There was nothing she could do to catch you in that other 100 that you took home. So last night was the highlight moment thus far for the United States 1500 meter champion for the men's side, 200 meter champion on the women's side. A lot of good things are happening as we do the medal count, ladies and gentlemen. Oh my goodness. We have caught China for the gold medal count. The United States have a 2-gold medal lead on China at 27-25. And of course, nobody's going to catch the United States in overall medals. We're already at 94, and we still got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to go. We still got 4 more days of gold medals to be handed out. So the United States is going to hit the triple digit mark in gold medals. It's a matter of when. You know, they sits away. They could hit that tomorrow or Friday going into the weekend, and they finish it off strongly in the weekend to close out the Olympic Games. France, the host country, is in third with 51. And there were third in the gold medal count, but Australia, who has snapped some gold medals within the last 2 days, are now ahead with 18 gold medals to France's 13 gold medals. But it's the United States doing their thing. They making things happen, and it's been something good to watch. All right. So that will do it for Around the Olympics. We're going to take our first commercial break. And when we come back, Team USA basketball, the quarterfinals have started. They have went through the quarterfinals. Tomorrow begins the semifinals. So what took place in the quarterfinals for the men's and the women's of Team USA?
I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block, new edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kurt the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there seeing LA Knight. Oh, okay. Man. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings. Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central, on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Showing the Lifestyle. Thank y'all for tuning in on this Wednesday evening, August 7th, as covering the Olympics. It's been a joy, it's been a blast. From the showcase with the men to the couple of showcase games for the ladies to all the Olympic games that they have done to this point. It's been a blast and it's been an honor to do this for you guys. Those of you who are watching on Facebook, YouTube, thank you for watching. If you're on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, that notification bell, so you can stay tuned on every episode that we are doing. Speaking of which, if you did, you'd have saw earlier today that Bearing Down the Gridiron has returned. I did my first episode today. Went over the changes in college football conference realignment, the changes in the playoff system, and then I previewed the Atlantic Coast Conference, aka the ACC Conference. So now you can catch Bearing Down the Gridiron every Wednesday. All right, during the college football season. It's gonna be fun to watch. And also you can listen to this and Bearing Down the Gridiron on Wheelwise Radio. You'll be listening to this very episode on Real Rise Radio on tomorrow as the men get ready for the semifinals. You'll be hearing this and you'll be hearing Bearing Down the Gridiron Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on Real Rise Radio. And also you can hear this show and Bearing Down the Gridiron on 502 American Angel. You'll be hearing this episode and probably another episode of Shooting the Lights Out on that station on Friday. Also, Bearing Down the Gridiron will be on Fridays on that station as well. So we all everywhere. And then those of you who are listening, who love listening to podcasts of the audio form, you're available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and where else you can find your podcasts is at. So want to make sure y'all got that in there now. This is what we are here for. Team USA Basketball. Now that the 3-on-3 has officially done, and shout out to the ladies for getting bronze. Our 3-on-3 ladies got bronze in this one. Congratulations to Haley Van Litt, Sierra Bernadette, Ryan Howard, and Darika Hamby on getting bronze. They didn't leave Paris empty-handed. It wasn't gold like the first team, but it was bronze. The men, we got something to work on, as we talked about in the last episode on Monday. But I'm happy that the ladies came out with bronze. All right. Now we just focus on the 5-on-5. And to begin it, we'll end the quarterfinals of the men's. Team USA men got the 1 seed and they took on a Brazil team, which people highly favored the Team United States, and rightfully so, because Team USA won 22-87. Their most dominant performances in these Paris games, including the showcase leading up to Paris. This is their most dominant game. They was not playing with these boys. After the first quarter happened, it was lights out from there, from that point forward. Let me give you the statistics here. Team USA shot 57.7% from the field, 48.4% from three-point range. They had 31 assists on 45 made baskets. Came up with 7 blocks. 9 steals, 46 rebounds. It was something to behold. By the way, are you LeBron James fans? He is okay. He was at the ladies' game today. He has a bandage over his eye. Nasty cut, by the way. Very nasty cut. Some of y'all can pick on LeBron if y'all want to, but that was a nasty cut LeBron suffered. Okay, we don't. I know there's y'all that don't like LeBron James, but guess what? He's plays for Team USA. He does a USA jersey, so I'm gonna need y'all to back off for the time being. Once Sunday is done and the Olympics is over with, then y'all can go back to having your fun criticizing LeBron James for whatever reason you want to criticize LeBron James. But until then, we in the United States, we are going to do what we need to do, even if that does include LeBron James, to bring home this gold medal. That's all I got to say on that part, all right? Team USA did good. Brazil did shoot close to 42% from the field. They shot 32.3% from three-point range, but they was outmatched by Team USA. And the star of the show goes to Devin Booker, ladies and gentlemen. 18 points, 5 of 7 from three-point range with 3 assists. He almost scored all his points from the three-point range. You notice that, right? 15 of his 18 points came from the three-point line. He had 3 assists. He was the star of this game for Team USA on yesterday. But two big men showed up just as well when you have Joel Embiid with 14 points, hitting all 3 of his three-pointers with 7 rebounds. And then you have Anthony Davis giving you 13, 8, and 2. Can't be mad at that. Anthony Davis did his thing. That's what we want to see. Joel Embiid finally had a game that you want to see. Deco, as you can see here, Joel Embiid with his stats, Anthony Davis with his stats. It was a good team effort against Brazil, what a lot of people expected them to do, and they handled business as they should. Now, before we continue and go to the ladies, Kevin Durant is officially the United States Olympian all-time score leader. In that Brazil game, he passed Lisa Leslie for the most points scored as a U.S. Olympian in basketball. He is now at 494 Olympic points, surpassing Lisa Leslie, who had 488. Now, he will continue to add to that because they have another game, because they advanced from the quarterfinals over Brazil to get to the semifinals. And the semifinals, ladies and gentlemen, will be tomorrow at 3 p.m. against Serbia. Round 3 with the Serbian team led by Nikola Jokic, the MVP of the NBA this past season. So it's round 3. And Serbia looks hungry. They was down 24 to Australia in the second quarter. Fought their way back and beat Australia in overtime, led by Nikola Jokic in overtime, by the way. So now we get round 3 of this. And it's going to be an interesting one to see for a third time. That's at 3 p.m. tomorrow, NBC USA. Or if you have to Peacock out, you can watch it there with Noah Neagle and Dwayne Wade on the call. The winner of this game is going to the gold medal game tomorrow. And beating the three times, beating a team 3 times is difficult. But Team USA has to do it if they want to keep hope alive for a fifth straight gold medal. We'll see the style of LeBron James, but I think LeBron James will be good. I'm more interested in seeing what's the lineup Steve Kerr gonna go with, because against Brazil, he went with Jrue Holiday, he went with Devin Booker, Steph Curry, LeBron James, and I believe he started Joel Embiid in this one. So I'm looking forward to see what lineup he goes with against Serbia tomorrow, and how he's going to do the second team, what he's going to do to make sure that Team USA doesn't get complacent, because you beat them twice already. You beat them in the showcase and you beat them in the first Olympic game with Paris. It's the third matchup. I'm pretty sure they're going to come out firing. They're going to come out blistering. Matter of fact, I think in both games they came out firing first. If I remember correctly, Serbia came out firing first. I believe in the Olympic game, they came out with a 6-0 start on us until Team USA settled down and start playing basketball and they got it going. What's going to happen tomorrow at 3 o'clock? I will be home to and able to watch this game. I'll be getting off work on time to get back to the crib and to watch this game. So you will be seeing posts by me during the game or what's going on. All right. So I will keep you updated. You know, just look for me on the Facebook page, Down There Playmaker Silence on my Facebook page, and you will see everything you will need to see about what's going on with the game. If you can't watch the game, I will be watching. That is the men's, okay? Let's talk ladies basketball, shall we? The women quarterfinal game was against Nigeria today. It was at 3:30 on NBC USA and Peacock. And another dominant performance by Team USA, 88-74. I know that you see a 14-point win, but it was more like a 30, more like a 26-30 type game. The USA largest lead was 30, you know. And then the fourth quarter, you know, Nigeria started putting the bucks together, and Team USA was really not trying in the fourth quarter. They know they had a game in hand, and it is what it is. But Team USA handled business. They shot 54% from the field. They shot 26% from three-point range. Don't like how they shooting from three. But, hey, when you're blowing a team out by 28, 26, 30 points, you know, you can forgive the three-pointers. But going forward, I'm going to need us to hit some threes here, because on the next challenge might not be so lucky for us. As you see, Nigeria shot 41.2% from the field, 24% from three-point range, so right around the same amount as Team USA. Team USA out-rebounded Nigeria 43-28. Team USA, 31 assists on 34 made buckets. They are playing as a cohesive unit. They are playing as a team. They are looking to find each other. They are looking for the best shot. They're not looking for the first shot. They're looking for the best shot, okay? Nigeria did lead in the steals amount with 8-5, but when you have Breonna Stewart, when you have Asia Wilson, when you have Brittany Griner, you're going to lead in blocks. Nigeria didn't block when I one shot, and Team USA got three. All right. Asia Wilson led the way with 20 points, 11 rebounds. She was 9-11 from the field. 9-11. She was over 70% from the field in today's game. You want to know why we are saying clear cut the MVP of the WNBA? Is because she does this on a regular basis for the Las Vegas Aces. And she's doing it with Team USA right now. All right. You gotta love what Asia Wilson continues to become as a basketball player. Now with her second run with Team USA, looking for a second gold medal. And she's well on her way to do that with performances like this. And has she been performing outside of the last game against Germany? I want to say when Germany made it hard on her and Breonna Stewart, but they found a way to get it done. And speaking of Breonna Stewart, let me take you to Breonna Stewart and Jackie Young, because they also need to get some spotlight on this one, especially Jackie Young. 15 points, 6 for 10 from the field. That is 60%. Okay. Now, she didn't hit none of her threes. She took 4 3-pointers and she missed 4 of them. So if you take away the 3 points and you just focus on the 2 points, she went 6 for 8 in 2-point buckets. Okay. She made 3 free throws. That's how she got the 15. She is starting to find her rhythm in Team USA offense, coming off last game against Germany when she was the showcase leader for the Team USA with 19 points. She backed it up with 15 points today. Jackie Young starting to catch a rhythm here. And then, of course, Breonna Stewart. Stewie! 13 points, 5 of 7 from the field, 71.4% from the field with 6 rebounds. Team USA is rocking and rolling for the women's side. That is 58 consecutive Olympic wins for Team USA women's basketball. You know, you probably ask me, who they got to go through to get 59 in a row? That would be Australia. You know when I said in the men's that Nikola Jokic defeated Australia in overtime? Well, the women felt some type of way and they got payback. They dominated Serbia's women team on their way to securing their spot in the semifinals, and they get to meet Team USA. That will be Friday at 3 p.m., as you know, NBC or USA, and then Peacock. So the goal to get to the finals and repeat as champions for Team USA women's basketball team, you have to go through Australia. This one might be one of their most challenging games because Australia is a gritty team. Australia is a feisty team. Australia can shoot the inside. They can shoot the outside. So I want to see how Team USA plays defensively on this, because their defense has been almost flawless at this point, to sort of speak. And then who outside of Breonna Stewart and Asia Wilson will anybody else step? But Jackie Young has done it twice in the last two games, okay, against Germany and then today against in today's game against Nigeria. Will we see a Kelsey Plum sighting? Will we get a Julian Love sighting? Can I get another bit high number assist from Chelsea Gray at some point? Brittany Griner, can you give me a double-double like Asia Wilson has? You know, and we're gonna need a couple more people to step up as we get deeper into this. We are in the semifinals. There's no room for error, ladies. You have won 58 straight games. You are going for an unprecedented 8 straight gold medal. You have been the most dominant team in Olympic play for the longest time. And it continues throughout these Paris Olympic Games. But we're going to need somebody else to step up to help Asia Wilson and Breonna Stewart out to make sure we get to the gold medal game on Sunday. First is Friday. You get through Friday and you have what you need to have. Now, on the other side, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who don't know, for the men's, there was some talk from a guy by the name of Dylan Brooks. He plays for Team Canada. And he said they was meet USA in the gold medal game. They would beat Team USA in the gold medal game. One problem with that. Just one problem with that. They got beat by France in the quarterfinals. You know, the host country took care of Canada in the quarterfinals. So we won't be seeing Canada meddling at all in basketball. Okay. So France is in the semifinals. They'll be facing the reigning defending World Cup champions of Germany in the semifinals, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to say that game should be around 12 o'clock. You know, I don't know what time that game's going to be. I want to say around 12 o'clock because you have France and Germany in one game and Serbia and United States in another game. And the winner of those games will be meeting each other on Saturday for the gold medal. Okay? That's on the men's side. For the ladies, it will be Belgium and France. So the host country, France, have both the men's and the women's team in the semifinals. They'll be looking to get to the gold medal game themselves. The ladies would be taking on Belgium. That should be a fun one. Belgium is a tough, gritty team. Belgium made it tough on the United States in that second group stage game. So I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a similar type game with Australia for United States. So I'm going to see if they can handle business with that one. And they could be meeting Belgium again. Or we could have a France-United States double finals for gold for the men's and the women's. So tomorrow and Friday, make sure you catch you some basketball because France, the host country, they're going to try to do everything to get to a gold medal game. And we both know, and all of us know, United States is favorite to medal in both the men's and the women's. It's going to be some interesting games starting tomorrow with the men's and then Friday with the ladies. As we get closer and closer to the end of these Olympic Games. And with that being said, that's all the time I have for today. Thank y'all for tuning in on this Wednesday evening as we come upon the 7 o'clock hour here on the East Coast at night. We will be back on Friday after the women's game, like we did today. After the women play, we'll be back Friday, probably around 6 o'clock again after the women play. To recap the semifinals game with the men's and the women's, hopefully we'll be talking about W's and not L's, okay? So that we can preview the gold medal games that will be taking place Saturday and Sunday during the weekend. And then we'll close out our Olympic coverage on Monday. As the Olympic games are officially done on Sunday, we'll come in Monday, recap what took place in the Olympics, medal counts, what happened with the men's and women's basketball. And that's how we end it. And those of you who are ready for the WNBA returns next Thursday. Mark your calendars for next Thursday, August 15th. It's the return of the WNBA season. Coming down the second half of the season, going into the football season. So we can crown a WNBA champion, all right? With that being said, I am the Paymaker signing off for this episode. I'll be seeing y'all on Friday.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going.
through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.